This self-guided tour begins on the first floor. Please view the tour map for a guide to locations.
Welcome to the new El Camino Hospital. This self-guided tour will take you to some behind-the-scenes areas of the hospital. You're unlikely to see some of these areas again, such as the operating rooms, because they're sterile. The tour lasts 1 hour and requires a bit of walking. Our new hospital is scheduled to open on Sunday, November 15th. On that day, we'll move patients from the existing hospital into this one and start patient care and operations here.
Before we start the tour, here are some quick facts about the hospital. El Camino Hospital first opened in September 1961. Groundbreaking for this building was in June 2006. Construction was completed on time and under budget. Planning for this hospital began when the California legislature passed the Seismic Safety Law, SB 1953, in 1994. That law requires acute care hospitals not only to remain standing in the event of an earthquake, but also to remain functional and able to care for patients. El Camino was one of the first hospitals in California to comply with the new regulations by building an entirely new hospital.
The new El Camino Hospital is 5 stories and 450,000 square feet. It has 241 beds. With other beds on our campus, maternity, neonatal intensive care, and behavioral health, we have 327 beds. In designing the new hospital, we focused on a few guiding principles. These include creating a supportive and family-friendly atmosphere, maximizing operational efficiency, embracing technology and innovation, being staff-friendly, and creating a comfortable, park-like environment. You'll see examples of these principles throughout the tour.
One specific design focus was on wayfinding, that is, how patients and visitors find their way around the hospital. It's much more than just signage. Interactive touchscreen kiosks are located at each of the 3 main entrances. 3-dimensional maps show the path of travel. You can have a map of your route printed at the information desk in the concourse.
If you look down, you'll see a labyrinth. A labyrinth is a single path that can be used as a walking meditation for stress reduction, prayer, or mindfulness. By day, the lobby will be busy, but after 9 p.m., the only entry to the hospital will be through the emergency department. At that time, the labyrinth will provide a quiet refuge for patients, families, and staff. In the concourse area, there are several retail services for the convenience of patients and visitors. These include the Los Altos Pharmacy, the Health Connection, and the Gift Connection. We also have a health library and resource center staffed by librarians who can help patients, visitors, and physicians research medical topics.
A quiet hospital is important to creating a supportive atmosphere for patients and family. A licensed acoustical engineer analyzed the acoustics of both the main concourse and patient floors. While the concourses on the first and ground floors have stone or tile flooring and would be expected to be very noisy, in fact, these spaces are amazingly quiet because of special noise-minimizing features. The fabric-looking wall panels are actually acoustical panels. The stretched fabric ceilings and the material above the wood slat ceilings also contain sound-absorbing material. Instead of overhead convenience paging, this hospital uses wireless communication devices to reach physicians and nurses.
Many studies have demonstrated that views of nature help patients heal faster. The hospital was designed to allow plenty of natural light and visual access to the gardens. All patient rooms, family rooms, and major department waiting areas have windows and outside views. To the right here is the meditation room, a quiet and beautiful space designed to honor the spirit for patients and their families. If you remember the old hospital lobby, you may remember this mural, which was donated to the hospital by a volunteer.
This is the emergency department. There are separate entrances for walk-ins and ambulance patients, group seating areas for family, and a children's play area. We have implemented a rapid medical evaluation model in the emergency department. Physicians are involved from the point of triage, speaking to patients to determine what tests or treatments are needed. Already, this program has reduced the wait time to see a doctor to 13 minutes. That's better than 80 other hospitals in a national consortium. The new hospital expands the emergency department to 26 beds and a 10-bed clinical decision or observation unit.
To improve efficiency, the hospital is designed to have services linked closely together. So right behind the emergency department is our imaging services department. Just above on the second floor are the operating rooms. And just above that on the third floor is the critical care unit. As part of the move into this new facility, El Camino Hospital significantly upgraded its diagnostic, imaging, and interventional radiology capabilities. We've added all new digital X-ray equipment, as well as two MRI machines, two CTs, one PET CT, and five interventional radiology X-ray devices, for a total investment of $20 million. Our radiology department is filmless, which means we use all digital imaging. No more big X-ray envelopes. A technician can take your image and instantly send it over a secure connection to your doctor's computer.
Warning, if you have a pacemaker, we suggest you stay in the main corridor and not enter the MRI suite. Do not enter the rooms with the MRI machines, just observe from the windows. The Esprit MRI is an open scanner designed with a large hole and a short bore to minimize claustrophobia. This also allows imaging of larger patients, including professional athletes and the obese. These are the largest systems in the industry. The new 3 Tesla MRI Trio doubles the power of the hospital's previous machine, allowing faster and more detailed scanning. Higher speed is critical to neurological imaging and helps assess orthopedic problems, strokes, spinal abnormalities, liver cancer, heart disease, and other conditions.
This machine takes the metabolic detail provided by a PET scanner and marries it to the anatomic imaging of a CT. The result is unparalleled accuracy in detecting, pinpointing, and staging tumors, and in assessing the effects of therapeutic interventions such as chemotherapy. The Biograph also offers exceptional speed and minimal radiation dosage. This new CT scanner is twice as fast as our previous model. It offers 128 slice scans in a rotation speed of less than a third of a second. The scanner uses dual overlapping X-ray beams to produce clearer images with lower radiation doses. It is quickly adaptable to any clinical need, for example, pediatric patients, or those who have cardiac problems or who have suffered trauma. Its exceptional speed helps eliminate motion artifacts, and in trauma patients, it allows a full body scan in just 10 seconds. In addition, the scanner's 4D capabilities use its computational power to produce 3D imaging in real time. This lets clinicians do perfusion scans and stroke assessments. It also provides guidance for procedures such as biopsies. This new CT is similar to the one in Room 1, but offers even more sophisticated scanning capabilities. Technicians can reverse the table direction to image patients through both their arteries and veins, allowing us to see the entire perfusion through an organ system in one set of real-time images.
The design of the new hospital borrows a concept from Disneyland, creating on-stage and off-stage areas. This is an off-stage area, which is more clinical and sparsely decorated. In off-stage areas, the behind-the-scenes technical and logistical work of keeping a hospital running smoothly 24/7 can happen without having to mix with visitor traffic. Walk through the doors and you'll see an on-stage area, which is for patients and their families. This is where care is directly delivered.
Please pause the audio track and proceed to the second floor. Once you've arrived, you can resume the audio track from this point.
In our surgery waiting room, the video composition American Diorama by artist Charles Woodman is on display. This 45-minute work features panoramic images from across the United States. Our pre-op and short-stay areas have approximately 28 beds. Patients wait here to be taken into an operating or interventional room for procedures. In this area, we have traditional operating rooms on the right and interventional services on the left. Interventional Services, sometimes called a cath lab, has 5 state-of-the-art suites. This is where doctors do treatments for peripheral vascular disease, and other minimally invasive catheter-based treatments such as angioplasty. This is also where physicians perform cryoplasty, sometimes known as angioplasty on ice. The hospital specializes in hybrid procedures that combine catheter-based interventions with open surgical procedures. Hybrid procedures offer safe and effective therapy with minimal surgical trauma. The observation area in this room allows doctors from all over the world to learn some of the latest procedures. Notice the view of the outdoors, a rare feature in a surgical suite.
El Camino Hospital has purchased 4 of these C-arm X-ray systems and 1 biplanar system, which uses 2 large detectors set at 90-degree opposition to allow 3D imaging. The machines in this new cath lab can be used for procedures such as angiography and angioplasty, radiofrequency ablation of irregular heartbeats, blood vessel stenting, and coil placement in cerebral aneurysms.
El Camino has one of the largest robotic surgery programs in the Bay Area. The hospital has a team fully dedicated to robotic surgery, which uses high-definition 3D technology. Doctors guide tiny cameras and instruments through delicate procedures in gynecological, prostate, and bariatric weight loss surgery. Patients suffer less trauma, less scarring, and lower risk of complications than in major open surgery. The OR has 10 rooms. This one is for cardiac surgery. It was built with extra space for the latest equipment. Although it looks empty now, it will fill up with the equipment and multidisciplinary teams necessary for complex surgeries. Our cardiac surgery team performs innovative procedures including beating heart bypass surgery, also called off-pump surgery, minimally invasive vein harvesting, and heart valve repairs.
This is the PACU, or post-anesthesia care unit. It is also known as the recovery room, where patients go after surgery. There are 18 beds. Here, too, the windows provide natural light. The hospital's seismic safety features include its elevators, which are sensitive to the earliest signs of an earthquake. In the event of an earthquake, building automation systems would lock the elevators in safe mode to protect passengers and prevent damage. The elevators were specially designed by our medical teams to ensure that an entire team can be inside the elevator with a patient being transported from surgical services to the CCU just above.
Please pause the audio track and proceed to the third floor. Once you've arrived, you can resume the audio track from this point.
Major entrances on the patient floors are designated with special architectural features or canopies that distinguish them from the surrounding architecture.
This robot is associated with the hospital's computerized physician order entry system. Each time a physician creates an order for care, it's entered into the system. When medications are prescribed, the order is immediately sent to the hospital pharmacy, where a pharmacist checks it for accuracy and reviews it against the patient information database. Once the pharmacist determines there are no allergies or conflicts with other medications, he or she can push a button, allowing a nurse to retrieve the drug from an automatic vending-type machine called Pyxis. Or the pharmacist can put the drug into the tug robot, which will deliver it directly to the nurse. Only the specialized nurse can access the drug using a personalized ID card. The critical care unit, also known as intensive care, has approximately 24 beds. These rooms are specifically designed for seriously ill patients. In most hospitals, all medical equipment is plugged into the head wall. In these rooms, equipment can be attached to the booms above the beds. That allows the medical team to reach the patient more easily or to move the bed.
This beautiful bamboo garden separates the patient rooms in the A and B areas of the third and fourth floors. Distinctive arc-shaped berms with rows of tall bamboo are punctuated with ribbons of tumbled blue recycled glass, symbolizing water. Throughout the building, you can see the use of curves in design elements, from the alcoves above nurses' stations to the sweeping corridors and gardens. This softens the look of the building and makes it more inviting. On patient floors, acoustical panels are placed near the nurse stations to reduce noise from these busy hubs. The walls of all patient rooms are full height, reaching from the floor to the underside of the floor above, and are filled with acoustical material to minimize any noise from other rooms and the corridor.
This is our telemetry stroke unit. El Camino is the only hospital in the region to receive the Stroke Care Excellence Award 4 years in a row. Our program also received the Gold Seal of Approval from the Joint Commission, which certifies hospitals around the country. 85% of the patient rooms at El Camino are single rooms. When the patient census is lower, the few double rooms will be used for patients with large families. The hospital offers many amenities to our patients. Each room has an interactive high-definition flat panel monitor. Patients can order on-demand movies and watch physician-prescribed patient education videos. A bedside computer, so nurses and physicians can access patients' medical records. A patient lift system that allows for the safe lifting of patients so sheets can be changed or patients moved. An alcove with a sleeper chair, so a family member can stay overnight. The hospital no longer has designated visiting hours. A host or hostess to help patients make menu selections and get ready for mealtimes. The host will deliver meals and can bring in a dietitian to answer any questions.
At the three glass corners of each floor, there is a family room for patients' families. These rooms offer coffee and tea service, microwaves, and TVs. All areas of the hospital offer free wireless access for guests. From the windows on this side of the hospital, there is a beautiful view of the meditation garden. We were able to preserve the garden from the old campus to honor the donors who support it. It has been newly landscaped. At the elevator lobbies, digital messaging is transformed into artwork. Video screens play images designed to soothe, calm, and engage people while they wait for the elevator.
Please pause the audio track and proceed to the fourth floor.
On the fourth floor is the Lucile Packard Children's Hospital. This pediatric hospital within a hospital is staffed by pediatricians and pediatric nurses from the Lucile Packard Children's Hospital at Stanford University. There are two Lucile Packard Children's Hospital units here, the 15-bed comprehensive care unit and the 15-bed pediatric unit. While the hospital's basic floor and room design were maintained in these units, they were designed to welcome and engage their younger clientele. Brighter colors and materials are used throughout the units. Floors here are carpeted to soften falls and provide a more home-like atmosphere for these young patients, some of whom have long-term illnesses and make frequent hospital stays. This area includes a special dining room, a classroom for school studies, and an activity area. There's also a glassed-in outdoor terrace that patients can use for play and activities.
Please pause the audio track and proceed to the garden level.
On the garden level, there is a lounge area with a grand piano and a bistro. The new cafeteria offers more food choices and features amenities like a brick pizza oven and grill. The menu has been expanded to include more ethnic foods, particularly Asian and Indian cuisines. At the end of the dining room, there is a demonstration kitchen. Cooking demonstrations feature healthy and tasty food preparation for overall good health, as well as for specific medical conditions. This is the conference center, where community lectures and education seminars are held.
Thank you for touring the El Camino Hospital. Our hospital was designed not only by architects, but also by physicians, nurses, and other medical team members. It is a true collaboration from the ground up. It's more than a hospital, it is a visionary healthcare destination where we can serve you well for many years to come.